tell you what you do. Pick up the phone and tell me, don't be lonely.
So ironically, Brent, I've had the tape rolling this whole time. So this whole escapade has been immortalized on tape.
Oh. You can't edit that out.
Well, I could, but it would be less fun.
He may be the EFT wizard, he is not the phone conference line wizard.
How we're doing here, it's about 6:09 now, should we give him a few more minutes to...
Yeah, why don't we go until 6:10 and then we'll rock and roll. Hopefully everyone has already taken a look at the instructions on how to do EFT. If you were on the site that gave you the phone number, there was a note saying, please look at the site to learn how to do EFT ahead of time. That saves us from eating up a lot of time with explaining and giving history on it. Is there anyone on the call so far who has no familiarity with EFT?
I do, except I would really love the... I do have familiarity, but I haven't had a chance to look at the link. So I'm wondering if you could give it to us yet.
Okay. Go to, if you're in front of your computer, go to www.bradyates.net, and on the lower left-hand side of the first page, you will see something that says Intro to EFT.
And once I stop you.
Yes, I know. Invariably when I do this on a teleseminar, suddenly you hear stereo of my voice coming through.
Okay, I'm there.
We're going to my website. And then, again, on the lower left-hand side, you'll see a green box that says, click here for a brief tutorial.
Okay.
And you will get a picture of Michelangelo's David showing all the tapping points. Is there anyone who is no familiarity with EFT and does not have access to a computer right now? Okay, great. I'm going to assume that everyone sees those tapping.
Are you going to walk everyone through the points anyways in brief, the way you do on the shows?
Yeah, I will do. I'll do a quick run through of the tapping points.
Okay.
But I'm not going to go into the. My long explanation of what EFT is and why it's going to...
Yeah, I'm just thinking for the
Gary
people...
Gary Craig and Roger Caliandos, so...
Because if I air this in its entirety, though, on News for the Soul, if you have just the brief, you know, the way we do on the shows...
Right.
Where you point out where the points are and how you tap just briefly, then that way they'll be able to do it. Tap along.
Okay. Of course, they will also have heard right now where I've given the website... telling them how to get to the tapping point.
And that as well.
I have a question.
Yes?
Is this going to be available for download so we can listen to it again and again?
Yes. Yes, this is going to be on the archives of News for the Soul Radio, life-changing talk radio. And the host of that, Nicole Whitney, is on the call with us.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Let's rock and roll.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
Well, let's welcome everybody to the Getting Ready for Romance EFT teleclass with Brad Yates, who I call EFT Wizard. EFTWizard.com. Boy, have you checked that one out? If that's available.
I've actually thought of it.
I bet you have. All kinds of beeping going on now, now that the floodgates have opened.
That was a very graceful opening.
But it's open, and we are here. And you know what was ironic, Brad, earlier today? I was thinking about when we first talked about doing this, hosting this class, and then airing it on News for the Soul later tonight for all of those who were, you know, don't grab your Haagen-Dazs, grab the phone was the concept. And as I was sitting there today, I thought, wait, I have two hands. I can grab the phone and the Haagen-Dazs. We didn't think this through. But we're here. That's the main thing. And here to work through our blocks on whatever is in our subconscious and our psyche that's blocking success in relationships and all of that. So where do we begin today?
Well, let's begin first with, I want to thank those of you who are persistent enough to call back in. Given that we had some technical difficulties with the phone locked before the hour. And, you know, I had a... Someone had asked me why I didn't have any e-tappings on my site about relationships. And I realized that I really had nothing other than the couple of calls that we've done for Enlightened Dating, which is also one of Nicole's sites. And so someone said, you know, I have money beyond belief, and it's really making a difference in my finances. What can you do for my love life now? And I thought, well, I could do a teleseminar, and I could do it on Valentine's Day. And it's like a last-minute thing. Last week, I called Nicole, and I said, okay, let's do this really quick. But this is, for me, I'm always talking about clearing the blocks to abundance. And for me, abundance is all the things that we want, whether it's money or health or relationships or anything that we choose to believe makes us happy. And this is a very key thing. And we go through life, and with different relationships, we have a tendency to take on a lot of negative beliefs and a lot of negative feelings about that, and we bring these in to relationship after relationship. Often we get to a point where it's like, I don't even want another relationship because I just know how it's going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the wonderful things is that the future is not dependent upon what happened in the past. The past does not need to be a precedent. It's only a precedent to the extent that we make it so. The only reason that we attract the same kind of person over and over again is because we believe that that's the kind of person that we attract. We can change our belief to thinking, well, I now attract somebody who's loving and respectful and, you know, dot, 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 whatever your bullet points are, as to what you really want in a partner. No matter how many bad relationships you've had, no matter what losers you've dated before, it is not necessary for you to continue to do that. However, you need to let go of the belief that you're going to do that. So that's what we're here to do, is to clear out some of these limiting beliefs about why we're not attracting into our lives the people that we want, why relationships don't work for us, and some of the negative feelings around relationships.
Well, and, you know, the subconscious level seems so huge about this with relationships, because, you know, people tell you that you're going to pattern your what you saw when you grew up, what's in your past, your family history, you know, all the subconscious stuff, all the stuff in there that we don't even know is in there. And, I mean, it's huge. It can be really intimidating to a point, you know, the fear that will bring up as far as getting into a new relationship and being vulnerable to God knows what, you know. So where do people start with finding out what's in there?
Well, there's a couple of things ideas that I've had in terms of things to start tapping on, and you know my style. I sort of come up with an idea and then I just launch it and see what the source provides, and then we'll get some feedback from some folks.
Okay.
So, real quick rundown for those. Hopefully, again, everyone saw the note about checking out how to do EFT. And if you're new on the call, you're in front of the computer, you can go to www.bradyates.net. And on the menu bar on the left, there's an intro to EFT. And then on the menu bar on the left of that, there's a green box that says click here for a brief tutorial that will show you a picture of the tapping points. And I'm going to run through those quickly right now. The first point we're going to tap is on the side of the hand. You can tap with either hand, and you can tap on either side of the body. The meridians that we're using run up and down both sides of the body. So generally, you want to use your dominant hand. Again, you can use either hand, but generally people use their dominant hand. Use two fingers and tap the karate chop point on your non-dominant hand. That's where if you're going to karate chop somebody, it's right there on the knife edge of the hand. The next point is right at the beginning of the eyebrow. So if you go up right between your eyes and on either side, right there where the eyebrow starts. And we tap each of these points with those two fingers about 5 to 10 times. The next point is the corner of the eye, the outside corner of the eye, right there on the edge of the eye socket. The next point is right directly below the eye. on again on the edge of the eye socket. The next point is between the nose and the upper lip. The next point is between the lower lip and the chin, right there in that crease. The next point is the collarbone point. If you feel your collarbones, where they come together, there's a little U shape there. And I use either an open hand or a fist. Tap the ends of the two collarbones. The next point is going to be under the arm, about 4 inches down from the armpit, right about bra strap level for you gentlemen. And the last point is right at the top of the head, and if you use all four fingers and your thumb and just sort of tap around in a circle right at the crown point. And if we're all ready, one of the things I want to start with is this negative feeling that often comes up when we're not in a relationship. You know, I was thinking of, it's so funny because I was thinking of this before. And in fact, I think, Nicole, when we talked last week, I talked about the line from Jerry Maguire.
And you complete me.
And then yesterday, I saw that on TV. It's just weird about that. I saw that scene. So if you've seen the movie Jerry Maguire, where Jerry comes in and says to, where Tom Cruise says to Renee Zellweger, "You complete me." And there's this whole idea about people completing each other, which suggests that when we're single, we're somehow incomplete,
mm-hmm.
or broken. And there's a lot of negative energy about that, a lot of bad feelings about that. And I'm going to guess that at least some of the folks on the call tonight are having that feeling, like there's something wrong here. And that's why I feel so badly. It's Valentine's Day. I don't have somebody to complete me. And I'm incomplete and I'm broken. So that's one of the things that I wanted, the first round that I want to do, is clearing up some of the energy around that.
Sounds good. Go ahead
for each of yourselves and make the statement either I'm incomplete or I feel broken without a relationship.
Incomplete.
And rate that on a scale of 0 to 10 as to how uncomfortable that feeling is, how intense that feeling is. And just notice where you feel that in your body. Notice if it's something you feel in your heart. It might be in the throat. It might be in the stomach. People experience these emotions in different places. And then please to tap along with me, tapping on the side of the hand, even though I feel incomplete.
Even though I feel incomplete.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I feel incomplete.
Even though I feel incomplete.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though I feel incomplete.
Even though I feel incomplete.
I feel somewhat broken.
I feel somewhat broken.
Like there's something wrong here.
Like there's something wrong here.
Like we're meant to be in...
We're meant to be
in pairs.
Like we're meant to be in pairs.
And while I'm single...
And while I'm single...
There's something wrong.
There's something wrong.
What I choose to know...
What I choose to know...
Is that I'm whole and complete.
I said I'm whole and complete.
And before I find the right person...
And before I find the right person...
I choose to know...
I choose to know...
That I already am the right person.
That I already am the right person.
And a wonderful match is on its way.
And a wonderful match is on its way.
And while that match will complement me...
And while that match will complement me...
I don't need anyone to complete me.
I don't need anyone to complete me.
Leave me.
Eyebrow point. It's fear that I'm broken.
It's fear that I'm broken.
Sorry, I have this fear that I'm broken.
It's fear that I'm broken.
On the eye, this fear that I'm broken.
It's fear that I'm broken.
Onto the nose, this fear that I'm broken.
This fear that I'm broken.
On and off, I feel so incomplete.
I feel so incomplete.
Collarbone, all this upset that I'm alone.
All this upset that I'm alone.
Onto the breast, under the arm, I'm so upset that I'm alone.
So upset that I'm alone.
Top of it, all these bad feelings about being alone.
All these bad feelings about being alone.
Eyebrow point, I mean, what's wrong with me?
I mean, what's wrong with me?
Side of the eye, be together.
People are meant to be together.
Under the eye, we're supposed to be in pairs.
We're supposed to be in pairs.
I don't know. That's how Noah did it.
That's how Noah did it.
On a mouse. 2 by 2.
2 by 2.
Call them this human zoo.
This human zoo.
Under the arm. And I'm just one.
And I'm just one.
Top of the head. And that feels broken.
And that feels broken.
Eyebrow point. That feels wrong.
That feels wrong.
This fear that something's wrong.
This fear that something's wrong.
Under the eye. And all those bad feelings about that.
All those bad feelings about that.
This fear that something's wrong.
This fear that something's wrong.
On a mouth, and all those bad feelings about that.
All those bad feelings about that.
Collarbone, I've had a lot of beliefs.
I've had a lot of beliefs.
Under the arm, about relationships.
About relationships.
Top of it, about people who are in relationships.
About people in who are in relationships.
Eyebrow point, and about people not in relationships.
And about people not in relationships.
Side of the eye. And when I'm not in a relationship.
And when I'm not in a relationship.
Under the eye, I feel there's something wrong.
I feel there's something wrong.
Under the nose, why aren't I in a relationship?
Why aren't I in a relationship?
Under the mouth, does it mean something bad about me?
Does it mean something bad about me?
Collarbone, I choose to let that belief go.
I choose to let that belief go.
Under the eye, I'm releasing that fear.
Releasing that fear.
Top of the head, there is nothing wrong with me.
There is nothing wrong with me.
Eyebrow point, and there is no reason.
And there is no reason.
Sorry, why I can't be happy right now.
Why I can't be happy right now.
Under the eye, I need to break some rules.
I need to break some rules.
Under the nose, and one of my rules.
One of my rules.
Under mouth, is that I can't be happy.
Is that I can't be happy.
Collarbone, if I don't have a date on Valentine's Day.
If I don't have a date on Valentine's Day.
Under the arm. Which makes me wonder.
Which makes me wonder.
Top of the head, why would I create any rules?
Why would I create any rules?
Eyebrow point, that keep me from feeling happy.
That keep me from feeling happy.
Sorry, that's not a great plan.
That's not a great plan.
Under the eye, I choose to create a new rule.
I choose to create a new rule.
I'm allowed to be happy.
I'm allowed to be happy.
On a mouth, any day of the year.
Any day of the year.
Collarbone, regardless of the circumstance.
Regardless of the circumstance.
On a mouth, I can be happy.
I can be happy.
Top of the head, on any holiday.
On any holiday.
Eyebrow point, including day.
Including Valentine's Day.
Side of the eye, whether I'm single or not.
Whether I'm single or not.
On the eye, releasing any remaining need.
Releasing any remaining need.
On the nose, to be unhappy right now.
To be unhappy right now.
On the mouth, but wait.
But wait.
Collarbone, if I'm not unhappy on Valentine's Day.
If I'm not unhappy on Valentine's Day.
Under the arm, will I give up my search for someone?
Will I give up my search for someone?
Top of it, does that mean I'm content being single?
Does that mean I'm content being single?
And if I say I'm content being single?
If I say I'm content being single?
Side of the eye, is that what I'll attract?
Is that what I'll attract?
Under the eye, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
But I also know.
But I also know.
On a mouth, that this unhappy place.
That this unhappy place.
Collarbone, this broken feeling.
This broken feeling.
Under the arm, is not my most attractive trait.
Is not my most attractive trait.
Top of the head, do I really want the kind of person?
Do I really want the kind of person?
Eyebrow point, who's going to be attracted to me while I'm unhappy?
Who's going to be attracted to me while I'm unhappy?
Side of the eye. Do I want to attract people with my sadness?
Do I want to attract people with my sadness?
Under the eye. My ideal mate.
My ideal mate.
Under the nose. Will love me in good times and...
Will love me in good times and bad.
On the mouth. But I don't want to use this sad energy.
But I don't want to use this sad energy.
Collarbone. To attract somebody.
To attract somebody.
Under the arm. I don't want to attract from desperation.
I don't want to attract from desperation.
Top of the head. If I'm feeling broken, eyebrow point, I might try to make any old piece fit.
I might try to make any old geese fit.
So do I, and I deserve to be more choosy than that. I deserve to find the right person. I deserve to find a wonderful person.
I deserve to find a wonderful person.
And that person is out there?
That person is out there.
Collarbone.
So even if I needed someone to complete me.
Under the arm. They're already out there. Top of the head.
So I'm already complete.
Eyebrow point.
The truth is.
Society, everything is energy. Under the eye, we are all connected. I'm connected to everyone on this call. Under mouth, so I'm not alone tonight. Collarbone. And I'm actually connected to everyone on the planet. Under the arm, including my ideal mate. Top of the head. So I choose to feel good about that. Eyebrow point. I'm not broken at all. Sadia, I am whole and complete.
Anaya,
letting go of the broken feeling.
Letting go of hard feelings.
Releasing sadness about being alone tonight. Collarbone, releasing it from every cell in my body.
Allowing love to flow in.
Top of head, joyfully and gratefully feeling wonderful. And take a deep breath. Thoughts, comments, questions.
You had me at hello. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Actually, it would.
That's why I asked you to host this call. You're so good.
But you know, I mean, what a excellent articulation of what so many people do is getting into a relationship coming from that broken, saddened, weakened, something's wrong with me, something's incomplete place, and yeah, what are you going to attract from there?
Right.
So.
Right. Given the law of attraction, if we're attracting from that negative space, then the kind of people who are showing up in our lives are the kind of people who are in sync with that. And if we're coming from any kind of place of desperation, it's like, you know, I have spoken to so many people. It's like, well, you know, this person was willing to marry me, or you know, it's like, and I didn't feel like I had a lot of other options. Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's some real lack mentality.
Well, we're so conditioned around this too, though, aren't we? I mean, this is what you do: you grow up and you get married and you procreate, and you know.
Absolutely.
Unless something's wrong with
you. A normal person gets married young and you know, just there's so many other ways of being and and recognizing that, you know, there are a lot of people who are single by choice, but a lot of those are then, you know, still struggle with that idea because there's old beliefs about that. And certainly the take of the, as I was saying in the round, is not okay, so the idea is to just be happy that I'm single. It's like, no, be happy whether you're single or not. Because when you're happy, you attract much better things into your life. You know, when we're feeling happy, we attract happier people into our lives. And isn't that what you really want to attract as a partner?
Mm-hmm. One would hope. And seeing the whole relationship paradigm as a more empowered thing, you know? Where two whole and complete people come together to create a powerful third, bigger, you know, new thing.
Absolutely. You know, it's the idea of rather than you complete me, you complement me.
Yeah.
compliment with an E, not an I. Not you compliment like, gee, that's a really nice dress you're wearing. No, really, it makes you look very slim. not that kind of compliment.
That doesn't hurt either, though.
No, that. Obviously, we want that as well.
But true, it's to empower each other, not to create something bigger, not to create something that's not yet whole, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely like it when my wife says I have a nice butt, you know, but just wait till she hears this recording. So what I want everyone to do is close your eyes, take a deep breath in and hold it, and let it go. And just get in touch with your body. Feel what's going on inside, what emotions there are. Notice around that feeling of being broken or incomplete, if that was a high number, notice where that's shifted to, if that's come down. But also just notice what other feelings are coming up, either about relationships in general, about being alone on Valentine's Day. Just let me hear some of the comments, some of the things people are feeling.
Brad, I have something. I think I'm kind of broken in the other direction. It's kind of like I haven't had a relationship for over 10 years, and I think I'm broken because I can't. I'm too scared. I don't want to go there. I'm too picky. I don't know what it is, but I just don't think it's normal not to, you know, to avoid that so studiously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a key thing that, I mean, you said you don't know what it is, but you actually used the word right at the beginning. It's fear.
Yeah.
It's fear. And especially as time goes on, there's more fear because now whatever negative associations you may have had to a relationship before, now the unfamiliarity about it is added in there.
Yeah.
So it's become it's a lot of fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
So.
I just don't feel like I can trust anybody enough to even start that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brad,
yes.
I'm concerned about the kind of man I'm going to attract also, as in seems to be the ones that like to fight, and I'm afraid I don't know how to be in a relationship that's not fighting.
Mm. Okay. There's another fear there.
Hmm.
Brad.
Yes.
Mine is a little different. This is about a, you know, childhood sweetheart who we dated and were going to get together, but, you know, life just took us in two different career places. And all of a sudden, I saw him the other day, but he's married now. And I don't know what the emotions is that I'm having. And I've seen him, you know, seen him twice, just, you know, spoke hey and bye. But how do you let go of the past of what might have, could have been? Because, see, I thought that it was, you know, it was just finished. But when I saw him, the emotions were still there.
Yeah, and there's a, especially seeing something like that, there's a fear that comes up of, oh, I was so sure about that. Now there's no other chance for me.
Right, okay.
Okay. And for folks, early on I'd asked people to mute themselves. Now another a bunch more people have called in since I said that. And so when we start the tapping round again, I'm going to ask folks again to mute themselves just by pressing 6, just so that we clear up some of the ambient sound. And so but those of you who had already muted yourselves out, You're certainly welcome to hit 6 if you have a comment or a question that you'd like to throw in now before we do another round.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter which side that you do your eyes on? Because I found myself switching from side to side.
No, you know, some people will tap both sides at the same time. And generally when I go, I'll do one side, but then I'll switch and I'll... So the meridians run up and down both sides of the body. So you're free to tap either side with either hand.
So Brad, I had a question. Why did you not tap on the hand after the very first time you went back to the hand?
Yeah, you know, in the original version of EFT, you go back down to the hand, you tap the fingers, and then you do roll in the eyes. And Gary Craig, who developed EFT, has kind of abandoned that some time ago. And I think it's been a year or two since I've used that. In a very few cases, I'll go through that. But we find that we get so much benefit just doing the eight major points that we don't then interrupt that to go into the hand points. But, you know, it's welcome to. They can be very useful points at times. That's the simple answer. Other questions, comments?
Yeah, Brad, I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that I keep on getting into relationships with women that they're unwilling to be giving.
Mm-hmm. And... was an authoritative female figure in your life kind of like that?
Yeah, I'd say my mom's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't want to just put that right out there, but yeah, and that's the thing is we tend to have this expectation of, you know, see, the funny thing about our comfort zone is, as uncomfortable as it is, the subconscious mind takes it as a comfort zone. This is why people get into abusive relationships, because they grow up with abuse and they don't know what it's like to be treated well. You know, if somebody started treating them with respect and didn't hit them, they wouldn't know what to make of that. The Maya, you know, they start to freak out. And so we have a tendency to be drawn towards that which we think of as comfortable.
I recognize that. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm on the call.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you are, because I didn't want to be the only man on here. Hey, lady, single guy, get his number.
Brad.
Yes.
Also, how often do you recommend for us to do this in this particular area? Because I can feel tangibly the energy that has totally changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like this. So how often do you recommend us do this?
You know, I recommend tapping on a daily basis. Someone said, when's the best time today to tap? I said, the time when you're feeling uncomfortable about anything.
Okay.
And you want to clear that. But when you're doing stuff like this and wanting to attract people, you know, whatever you're trying to attract, whether, you know, you say, I want to attract a woman who's more giving, a woman who's more open. You know, I'm looking for a partner who's this or that. You know, clear whatever beliefs you might have. And, you know, we're going to do some more rounds here. But you want to be clearing that. And on a daily basis, I also recommend on a daily basis tapping in, like, I am attracting more loving people into my life.
Okay.
It's okay for me to have loving people in my life. It's okay for me to be loved openly and in a giving way. It's okay for me to receive. And because we have limiting beliefs about that, and so as long as you're tapping while you're doing that, you start clearing out any of the limiting beliefs about that. So the subconscious mind starts to say, oh, yeah, that feels good. Yeah, I could allow somebody to be giving to me. Hey, I could have a respectful, loving person. You know what? I think we could be down with that.
Great.
So, let's do another round here. And if folks could there's going to be this barrage of bees. Go ahead and mute yourself with a six. And so, Nicole, you'll be my voice so that I know when to start and stop.
Okay.
When I did the e-tappings, when I did the original e-tappings on my site, I did those by myself. So, I'd say the phrase, then in my mind try to repeat the phrase. There's enough time, and I've every so often someone will write and say, you didn't give me enough time to repeat what you're saying.
Yes, we go really, really fast.
Yes. It's because I think faster than I speak.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So, the side of the hand.
Even though I have a lot of fear about relationships.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have a lot of fear about relationships.
Even though I have a lot of fear about relationships.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though I have a lot of fear about relationships.
Even though I have a lot of fear about relationships.
And my subconscious mind.
And my subconscious mind.
Thinks I've got a good reason for this.
Thinks I've got a good reason for this.
I mean, look at the people I've been involved with.
I mean, look at the people I've been involved with.
Look at my history.
Just look at my history.
My track record isn't so good.
My track record is not so good.
So it's no wonder.
So it's no wonder.
I have a certain amount of fear.
I have a certain amount of fear.
About getting into a relationship.
About getting into a relationship.
And given that I'm afraid of it.
And given that I'm afraid of it.
It's no wonder I'm single tonight.
It's no wonder I'm single tonight.
So maybe I could let go of that fear.
So maybe I can let go of that fear.
I have a lot of beliefs.
I have a lot of beliefs.
About the kind of people that show up in my life.
About the kind of people that show up in my life.
I can change those beliefs.
I can change those beliefs.
I can attract higher quality people.
I can attract higher quality people.
Because I deserve better.
Because I deserve better.
And better is available.
And better is available.
And even though I have this fear about relationships.
And even though I have this fear about relationships.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love, forgive, and accept myself.
And I choose to be open.
And I choose to be open.
To forgiving those people.
To forgiving those people.
Who have helped create this fear.
Who have helped create this fear.
Eyebrow point. All this fear about relationships.
All this fear about relationships.
Sada, all this relationship fear.
All this relationship fear.
On the eye, all this relationship fear.
All this relationship fear.
On the nose, all this relationship fear.
All this relationship fear.
On the mouth, all this fear about being involved.
All this fear about being involved.
Collarbone, and all this fear about being single.
And all this fear about being single.
On the arm, all this fear about being involved.
All this fear about being involved.
Top of that, and all this fear about being single.
And all this fear about being single.
Eyebrow point, I'm so afraid of the people I attract.
I'm so afraid of the people I attract.
Sadly, I've attracted some real losers.
I've attracted some real losers.
I've attracted some abusive people.
I've attracted some abusive people.
I've attracted people who want to fight.
I've attracted people who want to fight.
I've attracted people who aren't giving.
I've attracted people who aren't giving.
Common. I have ideas of what a partner should be like.
I have ideas of what a partner should be like.
Under the arm, but the partners who show up.
But the partners who show up.
Top of head. Never quite fit the bill.
Never quite fit the bill.
Eyebrow point, and I'm afraid I'm going to keep attracting those kind of people.
And I'm afraid I'm going to keep attracting those kind of people.
Sadly, maybe part of me is afraid.
Maybe part of me is afraid.
Of finding the right person.
Of finding the right person.
Maybe I'm really afraid of being in love.
Maybe I'm really afraid of being in love.
Maybe I'm afraid of intimacy.
Maybe I'm afraid of intimacy.
Colin, and as long as I keep attracting losers.
And as long as I keep attracting losers.
I have an excuse to get out.
I have an excuse to get out.
Top of the head. It's so much safer getting involved with losers.
It's so much safer getting involved with losers.
Eyebrow point. All this fear about who I get involved with.
always scared about who I get involved with.
Side of the eye. All these safety issues about relationships. Front of the eye. All these ideas about who's safe. On the nose. The people who seem safe. Are the people who seem familiar. Cobham, but given my past. The people with familiar traits. Top of the head.
Aren't necessarily in my best interest.
Eyebrow point. I'm very familiar with abusive people. I'm very familiar with combative people. I'm very familiar with selfish people. And if somebody showed up. On a mouth who wasn't like that. Cobble. Now that would be scary. Out of the arm. I wouldn't know what to do with them. Top of it. I'd think there was something wrong with the universe. Eyebrow point. I choose to let that idea go. Sada, I choose to release that idea right now. Anaya, I choose to know.
There is only love.
Kalon, and I am a magnet for it. Anaya, I am a magnet for loving people. Top of the head, and I radiate love. Eyebrow point. Releasing this need. Side of the eye. For same old, same old. Releasing this need. On a nose that part of me has. On a mouth. For what seems familiar. Colon.
I choose to be pleasantly surprised.
Out of the arm. I'm willing to be surprised. Top of the head.
I'm willing to find a loving partner.
Eyebrow point. Releasing all this fear. Side eye. Out of the eye. That person isn't out there.
Releasing all of this fear.
On the mouth that I can't find them. Kavan, releasing all this fear of lack. Releasing this fear that that person's not out there. Top of it, releasing this fear. Eyebrow point, that I've already found that person. But I missed my chance to have them. And now there's no one else. On this planet. Of over 6 billion people. Collarbone, there was only one person that's right for me. Out of the arm, and somebody else got him. Top of the head, I missed my chance. Eyebrow point. This fear that I have no more chances. Sadia, this fear that love has passed me by. Anaya, this fear that I wouldn't know how to do it now. This fear that it's been so long. On a mouth that I couldn't even do it now. Cobham, releasing this fear. I am a beam of light. Top of the head. I'm a creation of love. Eyebrow point. I'm completely made up of loving energy.
I'm completely made up of living energy.
Adiyai, love is my first nature.
Love is my first nature.
Ananas, it's not even my second nature.
It's not even my second nature.
Anamount, it is my first nature.
It is my first nature.
Kalban, I was created for love.
I was created for love.
Anayam, I am sharing love in many different...
I'm sharing love?
I'm sharing love in many different ways right now.
In many different ways right now.
Top of head, there is no limit.
There is no limit.
Eyebrow point, to the ways in which I can share love.
To the ways in which I can share love.
Side of the eye, I can have a loving relationship.
I can have a loving relationship.
Adiyai, it's safe for me to find a partner.
It's safe for me to find a partner.
Ananas, especially as I free myself.
Especially as I free myself.
Anamouth, from past issues.
From past issues.
Kalon, because then I'm no longer using that energy.
Because then I'm no longer using that energy.
Anadiyam, to attract the same old kind of person.
To attract the same old kind of person.
Top of the head, releasing the need to find the same old kind of person.
Releasing the need to find the same old kind of person.
Eyebrow point, opening myself up for a loving relationship.
Opening myself up for a loving relationship.
Side of the eye, being ready for love.
Being ready for love.
Eye, getting ready for romance.
Getting ready for romance.
And at the same time.
And at the same time.
Anamouth, knowing that I am whole and complete right now.
Knowing that I'm whole and complete right now.
Kalbon, there is nothing wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Anamouth, I'm releasing this fear that there's anything wrong with me.
I'm releasing this fear that there's anything wrong with me.
Top of that, knowing that I am wonderful.
Knowing that I'm wonderful.
Eyebrow point, I'm a magnificent child of the universe.
I'm a magnificent child of the universe.
Sadia, I am created from love.
I'm created from love.
Sadia, and I'm a magnet for love.
And I'm a magnet for love.
And I choose to feel good about that right now.
And I choose to feel good about that right now.
Anima, releasing my old fear.
Releasing my old fear.
Kalban, releasing that fear from every cell in my body.
Releasing that fear from every cell in my body.
Anaya, I'm setting myself free.
Setting myself free.
Top of it, joyfully and gratefully making myself ready.
Joyfully and gratefully making myself ready.
And take a deep breath.
Wow.
Thoughts, comments, questions.
Love magnet. I love it.
Now, for...
You seem to like to do this for a very long time. Is that common? Is that the way it has to be done? Because when I've had it done before, it hasn't been that long.
No, I... You know, everyone does EFT a little bit differently. And this is just my particular style. Some people like to do it much shorter. Some people just go one round and then another round. This is just the way that that I've been drawn to do it.
This is the EFT wizard style. I mean, you got into so many different layers of so much stuff that
you know,
we have.
I know people who you know who will literally they'll tap one round. And it's great, and that works great for some people. I know Gary goes back and forth. Sometimes Gary will go on for Gary Craig, who developed EFT, will go on for some time. You know, I just go, it's a very intuitive thing for me. So I go while the ideas keep flowing, and then eventually I get an idea, it's okay, time to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't try to force it. Well, I've tried to do it where I force it to be, you know, I'm just going to go one round, and then I totally block off any intuition. So there's no, my way is not the right way, it's just the right way for me.
Mm-hmm. And like you say, there's all different styles, and different styles are going to work for different people. But the way you do it is exactly why I've been working with you and why I really resonated with, I think, yeah, it was the Money Beyond Belief program that I first heard you through, or else that other one that was just before that. And, I mean, because of the way that you sort of, it's sort of like a, emotional Roto-Rooter or something. It just keeps going, you know. And
right.
Before you know it, you've got layers of stuff coming out that you didn't know was even there. I mean, that's been my experience. And seeing a really dramatic shift in my energy right after one session with you. It's amazing.
I've had people say, yes, not until about the 10th round that you've taken me that I get the real shift.
Yeah, you can physically feel it.
It sort of builds up and goes to... So,
true.
You know, the analogy I used for someone the other day, I said, is the way that Cézanne painted the right way, or is the way that Van Gogh painted the right way? You know?
Yep.
So.
Well, I love it, and that was a very powerful round.
So, and here we are at the top of the hour.
Love magnets.
So, I'm so glad we've had this time together.
This is a really great gift that you've given people, Brad, because, I mean, when you phoned me, what was it, just a week ago, saying, let's do a free teleclass and help people that, you know, that are, because, I mean, this is the time when people are, because of our conditioning, primarily, we're sitting there, and if we're not in a relationship, pining away over the Haagen-Dazs, which is how this came up. So, you know, this is a great gift, and you might, you know, just give some thought into, I know that you're busy and you do other series of teleclasses, but perhaps one on relationship manifestation is, you know, a good idea.
Absolutely. You know, this is just a start into the whole relationship thing, because there is definitely, you know, a lot of stuff here. And again, I'm going to encourage folks to, you know, each time that we do that you do a round, as you go back and tap through a recording of it, you know, EFT is like peeling the layers of an onion. So you can go back and tap through this, because Nicole's going to have this posted on News for the Soul. That's newsforthesoul.com, newsforthesoul.com. And this will be posted
by 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can go back through and get, and each time you go through, there are more shifts that can happen. So thank you very much for spending the time with us. I wish we could do this for like hours. And so go back through and do it again. And if I can be of any, please let me know. Let me know, you know, we'd love to get feedback on how this. And any thoughts, comments, or questions, please feel free to contact me. All right?
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks so much, Brad.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
See you. Valentine.
Happy Valentine.
Happy Valentine.
Hey, Brad.
Thank you.
Yes.
Excellent. Know that I just bought your little course last night, so.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Started this morning.
Excellent. Enjoy it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in tonight. You too.
All right, thanks. All right, bye.
Oh, want to hear something neat, Brad? The recording was exactly 1 hour and 11 minutes long.
Sha-la-la-la-la, I'm ready for love. Sing over the right and tell me what you see.
I'm ready for love.